Well, good Sunday morning to you. I'm Melissa Moore. It is Mile High Magazine. Happy to have you hanging out with us on this Sunday and looking forward to today's conversation with Michelle C. Witten. She is the co-founder, president, and CEO of Global Down Syndrome Foundation. Michelle, good morning. Glad to have you here.
Good morning. We're so glad to be here.
Well, tell me a little bit first, before we talk about the big Be Beautiful, Be Yourself fashion show coming up here in Denver. Tell me a little bit about the Global Down Syndrome Foundation and what you do.
Yeah, thank you. So, of course, there's a personal story behind everything. I started the Global Down Syndrome Foundation with my parents in 2009 because my daughter Sophia has Down syndrome. She's now 20. Mm-hmm. And we really are looking at research and medical care. There are a lot of great Down syndrome organizations looking at education, looking at employment. And so our focus was really research and medical care. And, of course, what I found out early on was we were one of the least funded genetic conditions by our National Institutes of Health. And now we work with that organization, the NIH, and we're really increasing funding, increasing research. And that research is translating into medical care that's elongating life and improving health outcomes.
Well, and talk about that elongating life, because there's a big change from today to even 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, gosh, yeah. So in the 1980s, the average lifespan of a person with Down syndrome was 28. And today, when Sophia was born 20 years ago, it was 50, and now it's 60. And so we're really excited about that growth. But, you know, there are still populations that don't see that kind of increase. Mm-hmm. The African-American black population, for example, there's some research that shows that the lifespan might be as low as 36. So we need to understand that better. If we don't understand if that's happening, why that's happening, we can't create a pathway. But we're really excited, and we really want our lifespan of our kiddos and our adults with Down syndrome to be the same as a typical person. Why shouldn't it be in the 70s, right?
Right. And why has that changed? Because that is a big change.
Yeah, I think it's medical care, right? It's unfortunately, we have a terrible past in the U.S. where we institutionalized people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And you can imagine a huge number of those had Down syndrome. And these institutions were very inhumane. And they were only dismantled in like the late 80s, really.
Oh, my goodness.
And some of them even the early 90s. And those people, they didn't, and like if you think about Willowbrook and New York and stuff, like they didn't even have plumbing in some cases. They were, I mean, it was just the worst inhumane situation you can think of. And so they certainly did not get medical care, and
right.
They certainly were not given the opportunity to go outside and play, go to school. I mean, they had nothing.
Ugh.
And so the lifespan, of course, during that period of time is going to be truncated because they didn't have access to medical care. But then also I feel like what we've done a great job in the U.S., and we need to help other countries with this, is we have been trying to understand why people with Down syndrome have a different disease spectrum and have different guidelines, medical guidelines. But in order to get those guidelines, we need research. Like,
sure.
How many people with Down syndrome, you know, have Alzheimer's versus the typical population? And then if you look at that Alzheimer's, is it the same or different in terms of treatment? Do the treatments work in people with Down syndrome? You know, so we've got this long road to haul, but we've made some great breakthroughs in a very short period of time. And I think part of those breakthroughs, and by creating, and Global is the leader in creating those medical care guidelines, we now are seeing that length of life increase by, you know, 5 years, 10 years. And of course, our goal is to make sure that everybody with Down syndrome in the world, that's their dream, you know, can live a long, healthy, productive, happy life.
Tell me about some of those medical breakthroughs, because the money that goes into the Global Down Syndrome Foundation, as you talked about, goes into the medical part of things. What are some of those changes? What are some of those discoveries that have happened?
Yeah, our big discovery is that Down syndrome can be categorized as an immune system disorder, right? And so just by drawing the blood of like 200 plus people with Down syndrome and kind of looking at those blood samples, we discovered that a major pathway that everybody has, it's called the interferon pathway. In typical people, it turns on when we fight virus and infection, and then when it's finished, it turns off. And so this big immune system pathway in people with Down syndrome, our discovery was that it's on 24/7 from birth to death, taxing the immune system. So this could help explain that kind of very different disease spectrum where, okay, it's almost unheard of for a person with Down syndrome to get a solid tumor. Well, that interferon pathway constantly fighting a virus and infection that's not there could help explain that. Early aging could be explained in part by this. Even a neurological, if you think about the cells in your brain, we have tons of immune cells in our brain, in terms of cognition, it could be affecting the cognition. So we were very lucky that when we did find this huge discovery, that there is a class of drugs that are FDA approved for something else, actually it's for arthritis, that bring down interferon to normal levels. And we are now in our third year of the first ever clinical trial looking at immune skin conditions in people with Down syndrome, and the results are phenomenal.
That is fascinating as I'm listening to you talk about it and just the changes that has made for so many people in their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're really proud because, you know, a lot of the physicians of the people enrolled in the safety trial, and that was only a handful of people, now it's a larger group of people, a lot of them have gone on then, the majority have gone on to stay on the drugs even when they are now no longer in the trial, which kind of speaks to, you know, how actually that it works and that it's safe, you know. Mm-hmm. But we don't want people jumping out and just grabbing those drugs until we're finished with all the trials. But the results so far have been phenomenal. Psoriatic arthritis, alopecia areata, eczema, all these kind of skin conditions that a lot of people with Down syndrome have.
Oh, okay. And for people that don't really understand what is Down syndrome, it is a condition. It is not a disease, but also explain what it is.
Yeah, it's basically when a person is born with three copies of chromosome 21 instead of two. And so, interestingly, that just that little, and it's one of the shortest chromosomes, that little extra matter, you know, makes for a different disease spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the characteristics that we call Down syndrome, right? But, you know, there's a huge spectrum. And I like how the autism community calls it a spectrum disorder because,
yes,
you know, there's just such a huge variety of people. Just like in the typical population, you have this huge range,
yeah,
of talents. We also believe in the fact that, you know, intelligences, you can have musical intelligence, empathy intelligence. There are a lot of different kinds of intelligences.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like people with Down syndrome, whether you think about it from like an IQ or you think about it as the different intelligences or their desires, right? Like, we have a huge spectrum and range, just like in the typical community.
Well, and I think that's such an important fact to make, because then it's not, people are not cookie cutters. It's like every person is different, and how maybe Down syndrome shows up in their life is different than someone else.
Exactly. Yeah. I really feel like people who empathize and are inclusive in general get our folks and our population immediately.
Yes.
And frankly, we're more a matter of our genetics, of our parents, and results of our environment than I feel in terms of the children and adults than they are of Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Or as Madison Tevlin from Champion says, Down syndrome is the least interesting thing about me.
And I love that. I just think that is so beautiful because that is so true.
Exactly.
You know, I love that. So obviously this has taken a lot of money coming up with all of this different research. What did I read? That you've donated more than $32 million? Is that correct?
That's correct. That is correct. And that also goes to the C Center for Down Syndrome at Children's Hospital, Colorado. We only started in 2011, and we are now the number one pediatric center for Down syndrome in the U.S. and the second largest in the world. Providing excellent medical care to over 2,200 pediatric patients with Down syndrome from 33 states and 10 countries. So we're really proud of that.
I was going to say, you have got to feel just so overwhelmed with gratitude and excitement when you hear something like that.
Oh, yeah, gosh. And we couldn't do it without our amazing families and our individuals with Down syndrome who are, you know, advocating every day with us in D.C., in their local environments. And really, even if they're not politically active, by just insisting that their child be included or their adult be included or the adult themselves advocating for themselves, it makes a huge difference.
I love it. Well, tell me about, because I love your Be Beautiful, Be Yourself fashion show that is coming up and how special it is. Tell me more about it this year.
Oh, gosh, it's our 15th anniversary, so we're super excited. And it's Saturday, November 18th at the Sheraton Denver Downtown Hotel. We've got Ambassador Grace Brennan coming from California and our two Quincy Jones Exceptional Advocacy Awardees. Okay, Champions movie, everybody watch it. It is like the best. And Bobby Farrelly, who, of course, you know, from his own solo career in the Farrelly Brothers movies, amazing. And then we also have Madison Tevlin, who is the breakout actress from Champions. And then we do have, you know, some other Champions actors flying in as a surprise. So it's going to be really fun. And gosh, you know, do they deserve it? And then we have two amazing co-chairs, Lou Law and Amanda Precourt, and they are knocking it out of the park. It's been a very difficult year for me, actually, because unfortunately my mom passed away just a few weeks ago and like trying to get it all together. And I think without these co-chairs and the event committee and, of course, my amazing staff and community, I'm not sure that I could have really just stood back up and kind of helped organize this.
Well, first, I am so sorry for your loss. And I know this year's fashion show that we're talking about is being dedicated to your mother, Anna C. She is the co-founder of the Global Down Syndrome Foundation. She did a lot of philanthropic work. And obviously, this was very special to her because of her granddaughter, your daughter, Sophia.
Yeah, thank you.
And I know you've got a lot of celebrities like Rob Lowe is going to be here, Laura Linney. I mean, the names go on and on.
Yeah, definitely. So Rob Lowe is new to us. Laura Linney and Terrell Davis are coming back, so we're really excited. And Katarina Scorsone is bringing a whole bunch of her friends and colleagues from Grey's Anatomy, so we're really excited. Kevin McKidd and Anthony Hill and Alexis Floyd, and then Jake Borelli. So we've got them. We've got Danielle Savra and Max Carver, who are new to us. And then we've got like our global tribe, right? John C. McGinley, Beverly Johnson, Amanda Booth. I think this is probably the largest we've ever had in terms of celebrities. So we're super excited.
It is going to be an absolutely wonderful time. Are there tickets still available for this?
There are a handful of tickets, but we're getting close to that. Ooh, are we going to get in trouble with the fire marshal? Where will we put that table? One way to support, though, is to sponsor a model. There are still a few models that don't have sponsorship. And, you know, of course, you know, we're trying to get the model sponsored at $2,500, but you can give, you know, $50, $100. So sponsoring a model is a really great way to help.
I love it. And for folks that want to get involved and want to help support a model or maybe look and see if there are any tickets left, what is the website for the fashion show?
Absolutely. There are two ways to get to us, www.globaldownsyndrome.org, and then there's www.bebeautifulbeyourself.org. Both of them will get you right there.
Okay. And how soon? I know it's coming up here on the 18th, so they probably need to act probably pretty soon if they want to get involved.
Yes, please do. Please do. And, you know, we're also taking, you know, auction donations. We have a live auction, silent auction up until a few days before the event, and then we all pass out. So, you know, every little bit helps. We have to raise our own money, even though we've been successful in lobbying Congress and partnering with NIH. We're still about half of the amount of funding that, you know, autism gets or, you know, less than half of what some of these other conditions or diseases get. So we have to raise our own money to make a difference. So every little bit helps.
Michelle C. Whitten, co-founder, president, and CEO of the Global Down Syndrome Foundation. Thank you so much for your time today. I sure appreciate it.
Thank you, Melissa.
It was my pleasure. I'm Melissa Moore. Thank you for spending this Sunday morning here with us on Mile High Magazine. And for more information about the Global Down Syndrome Foundation or any of the other organizations that you've heard me talking with, just go to your radio station's website. We have Mile High Magazine there. We save it as a podcast, so it's easy to listen to, and you can also share on your social media. Go out, have a great Sunday, be blessed, be kind to everyone. I'll see you back here next week.